好，这没有什么，主要是搞清楚三个词的词形，别弄混了就可以了。Okay, next important word, recover. Recover, 像什么保险费、退休金以及什么赔偿金，那我是在十九课就给同学们曾经提到过，你回去翻一翻十九课的笔记啊。我们当时讲到的赎金 ransom, 那么系列的一些经常用的表达方式，我们都给同学们提到了啊。Recover, you know, intent is 使得到补偿弥补 ，so here it is a transitive verb, 所以在这里它就是一个及物动词。而我们以前学过的 recover, 它是一个什么？不及物动词，表示康复 ，right? So he hasn't recovered from his illness. 他生病还没有康复，要和 from 进行搭配 ，recover from 那是一个不及物动词。那么今天我们所讲到的及物动词的用法是非常重要的，弥补。So it means what? Make up for, compensate for. 所以 recover 最好的两个同义词 ，make up for, compensate for. For example, nothing can recover our health. Nothing can recover our health. 什么都不能弥补我们的什么身体健康呀。Yeah.And we can make time. We can make time. Make time means what? 挤时间 right? To do what we want to do, particularly to study English hard. But if you lose your time, you can never recover it. 我的看法啊 that's my opinion. 如果你失去了，就意味着你将永远的失去了 right? Yeah. So we can make time, but we can never.Recover our lost time. Do you agree with me? Yeah. 好，那么我们主要是从两个方面去介绍了 recover 这个词。我们还要辨析一个小小的词汇 recover and regain。在这个中文的释义当中，它提到了弥补、补偿、重新获得 regain。那么和 recover 是比较接近的。因为 regain 它侧重点在于经过努力而获得什么 regain 那表示重新获得了 for example 重新获得勇气 regain one's courage OK 那么如果说恢复了勇气呢 recover one's courage 你发现重新获得勇气也好还是恢复勇气也好它的概念都是一样的所以在这个表示重新获得这个概念的时候我们可以运用 regain 来解释 recover 如果表示弥补和补偿的时候你的解释只能是 make up for compensate for 要注意看它的具体的在语境当中的特点和含义啊。好翻译一个语句吧他又恢复了他的热情 enthusiasm OK so he regained his enthusiasm or he recovered hisEnthusiasm. 那我们再需要辨析的一组词 recover and restore. Restore 和 recover 所共同具有的特点是什么？恢复健康。它跟弥补、跟重新获得都没有关系啊。恢复健康。But you should know recover is intransitive verb. 你要知道 recover 这个时候它是什么动词？不及物动词。But restore is transitive verb. 但 restore 它是及物动词好所以如果你强调他已经康复了如果用 recover he has recovered 如果用 restore 呢 he has been restored he has been restored right 因为及物动词没有宾语的情况下我们必须使用的是什么结构形式被动结构就是那主系表结构 right、yeah. he has been restored当然 restore 的基本含义是恢复原状啊，我不能够修复这个花瓶 I can't restore the broken vase 而是它的起点用法也有指恢复健康的含义好这组词呢我们就辨析到这儿啊。那么可能比较细心的同学可能还会提到一个什么的问题呢 heal recover 表示恢复健康那 heal 呢它是表示治愈伤口治愈创伤 So his wound healed.
You know wound? W-O-U-N-D, wound 的伤口，他的伤口已经痊愈了。
His wound has healed.
Okay, next important word.
Purchase. Admittedly, 公认的这个我们就不想多说了。
好，想想看，在44课我们学过副词不可避免的 inevitably， 那么这副词通常如果你想强调的话可以用在句首，所以不可避免的我们精疲力尽的到达了目的地。
Inevitably we arrive at our destination exhausted, right?
Yeah. 那么公认的他是一个很伟大的人物，
Admittedly he is a great person, right?
Admittedly means what? We are admitting that. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
我们得承认、我们在有些方面羡慕流浪汉，还记得吗？
We are partly admitting that we are envious of tramps. Particularly what? Envious of their simple way.
Don't you think so? 想想那一刻我们出现过We are admitting that 这个结构，其实完全可以单词的运用。Admittedly, we should say, we are envious of tramps. Got it?
Purchase, 购买。What's the difference between purchase and buy?
它和 buy 的区别是什么？
The two words here are transitive verbs.
大家知道这两个词都是及物动词。
A purchase is much more formal than buy.
你要知道，如果我们用 purchase 表示购买，它正式程度比 buy 要强得多，所以主要是用于什么？书面语言。它还是一个名词，这是 buy 所不具有的。
Now translate my sentence. Can you purchase freedom with money? Can you purchase freedom with money?
No, we can't. Yeah, we can't buy.Friendship, now love, and now freedom with money, right? Yeah. 那我们用金钱是不能购买这些东西的。我这表达的口气是非常正式，我用到了 purchase. Yeah. 昨天我买了一条领带，那领带很难看。那你就直接用到什么了？
I buy. Yesterday I bought a tie that looks terrible. Huh?
在新概念二册当中，我们这种有这么一个很好笑的例子。I didn't
remind you of the terrible tie you bought yesterday.
学过二次的同学应该有印象。
I didn't remind you of the terrible tie you bought yesterday, right?
昨天你买那条破领带我还没给你提呢。好，那么刚刚提到的 purchase 比较正式的说法，所以主要用于一些专有名词当中。For example, purchase money.
Purchase money, what does it mean?
买进的价格。Purchase money,
okay.
Purchasing power. Purchasing power, 这是什么呀？购买力 right?
Okay.
So our country is developing at tremendous speed. So our purchasing power is growing. 那么国家在发展，所以我们人们的购买力也在不断的增强 right? Okay.好，除此而外，我要求大家把握住一个口语的习惯用法 ，not worth a day's purchase， not worth a day's purchase。我说这个一天的购买有价值，没有价值，跟这个没有联系。它表示危在旦夕。So when we want to describe somebody's dying, you say, for example, his life is not worth a day's purchase.His life is not worth a day's purchase.
他已经是危在旦夕了、
yeah. 好，接下来我们看下一个重点词汇 annual 一年一度的，这个一定要注意把词性背熟就可以了。 teenager 青少年 OK capsize 船翻，那么如果想这是本身是一个不及物动词，船因为这个大浪而被打翻了，应该怎么来表达？
The ship capsized because of the rough wave.
Got it? Rough wave. 好，看看下一个词 shiver 打颤发抖，那么能够替换它的词我们最好用到哪一个表达法？
Trembling, right?
Trembling. 它
但 tremble 你要注意这个词汇主要是指你比如说他的手在 tremble his hands are trembling 而我们不应该说 his hands are shivering right 所以整体的这种颤抖打颤应该是 shiver 而部分的这个应该是 tremble、yeah. 他的颤抖的声音泄露了他的秘密 his trembling voice betrayed his secret got it? betrayed him因为寒冷他是全身在颤抖啊 He is shivering with cold、yeah. 但是我们可以替换哪一个词呢 Shudder Shudder means what? Shiver 它就是因为寒冷害怕等因素而导致的全身的抖动、Shiver Shudder OK next Hole 本课的要点词唾液那么有关于脱这表达方式同学们能够表达出多少个词汇要根据不同的情境去进行精心的选择 So when we write a composition to express ourselves we must select the suitable words as well as possible right? 我们要精心的去选择我们能够所选出的最好的词汇 Hole Who Draw, right? 那么大家至少能够把握这三个词啊。首先我们来看如何用 hole. Hole is a transitive verb, means pull with effort our force. Pull with effort our force. 看什么？它是侧重强调什么？用力去拉。他们把这艘小船拉到了海滩上。那显然这个用力是很大的 It better use what? Haul They hauled the boat up the beach 拉到了海滩上 Up the beach OK They hauled the boat up the beach Got it?、Yeah. 而 pull 这是最普通泛泛的一个用词了如果你今天我所介绍的词有关于拉这个表达方式都忘记掉了那你就替换哪一个词 pull 就应用 pull 因为它的应用范围是最广的连续不断的拉哈、啊、So they continue to draw the rope 依旧在连续不断的拉这个绳子啊